My name's George Beerley. My nickname is Moose. I was a heavy equipment operator out of local 542. We were doing a job up in Buckingham, late winter of 2008. I had to drill holes in the concrete so they could pull it out with this big machine, like a jackhammer sort of, but it's a spinning device. The attachment was about 5 foot high. So every time I had to get out of the machine, I had to climb up over top of this big machinery, and there's a safety bar. When you pull the safety bar up, everything is safe. Nothing's supposed to work because everything is shut down. So I was stepping over top of this 5 foot mechanism, and I happened to hit a pedal that would raise the machine up. I wasn't concerned because I had the safety bar up. Well, next thing I know, I was like up against the roof, and this mechanic was standing there. His name was Donnie. I said, "Don, what the hell happened?" And I looked at my right foot, and instead of looking at my toe, I was looking at the heel of my foot, and it didn't hurt. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, something's not right here. How come this doesn't hurt me? My ankle got spun around completely. I went down to Jefferson and I saw one of the Rothman doctors, the orthopedic guys. They weren't going to do any surgery on the ankle because they knew I would probably never walk again, you know, and which is the truth. My injury was, they call it a thoracic, which is T89, which is like just below your nipple line. So I'm paralyzed from there down. I don't want to sue anybody. Why? I'm not a sewer. Yeah, why would I ever want to get in a situation where I would sue somebody, never realizing that getting hurt on a construction job, I'm going to need a lawyer, just to, not to sue an insurance company, but just get what I'm entitled to. People don't realize when you're paralyzed, there's a lot of things that go with it. Your bowels go bad, or you have problems with your bladder. I was bedridden so long that I started having pulmonary issues. You end up with bed sores that it can actually kill you, which I had. They call it osteomyelitis. See, I have to do, matter of fact, I should do one now. I do it like a weight shift. I tilt back for like 5 minutes just to get the pressure off my butt. So I might just pull over. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to do a tilt back. So I do this stuff and I drive. I have my own van. I've done surprisingly well. I had a situation where years ago I lost a daughter. She was 17 years old, and that was the worst thing in my life. This is bad, but it's not as bad as losing my daughter. So I think I can handle this. I mean, I have my bad days, but I always bounce back. With my daughter's situation, I learned to be able to deal with it. I'll never get over it, but I've learned to deal with it. So this here, I learned to deal with it.